a busy week in rugby league, and of course, there's been lots of newspaper talk headlines around Greg Inglis and what's transpired. Yesterday was a little bit controversial, it must be said. Dean Ritchie was the writer of it. And he's our regular on a Sunday, so we thought we might start there, or I thought I might start there, and just get his thoughts on it. G'day, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, I don't know whether you heard the start of the program, Dino, but I had my bit to say about the headline from yesterday. I thought the story that you wrote was very balanced, but the headline was, I don't know whether it was misleading, but maybe more confrontational, dramatic, than the story suggested.
That had nothing to do with Dino.
No, well, that's what I'm just going to say. When you saw your story in print yesterday, what was your first thought?
Jimmy, I thought it got the run that it deserved. There was a lot of criticism directed at the paper and myself on social media. But look, it's a significant story in rugby league when one of your superstars checks into a rehabilitation clinic for 2, maybe 3 weeks. I think it has to be reported. I pointed out duly on social media that South Sydney released a statement with Greg's approval. So quite clearly, they and Greg wanted to be transparent.
Mm.
Todd Greenberg was quoted in the story. So was Ian Prendergast from the RLPA. So they were more than happy to involve themselves in the story as well. Look, I think possibly 20, 30 years ago, there was some form of shame in going to a rehab centre or a rehab clinic. But I think these days, people are a bit more accepting of the situation. Everyone's supporting Greg. And I think, to be fair, it was a story that had to be written, and it got out there on page one, which is obviously a huge run in a huge metropolitan newspaper like The Telegraph. But I think the run was justified. I think it was the biggest story of the day, and I think it was handled quite sensitively all around.
And the only thing I will ask on this, and I don't know your involvement in writing of the headlines and so forth that.
Yeah. Zero.
But what I'm saying, do you ever take into consideration, or is it consideration given for the person at the centre of the story and the impact that story may have on them?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, my headline is a grab for the readers, Jimmy. That's the first point of contact you have with a reader. If you put a headline on there that would be deemed, in inverted commas, boring, well then, that wouldn't attract a reader to the headline. So the reader's got to sort of be captured by the headline first up, be captivated by it, and then move his eyes into the story. So headline is it's a huge part of the story. Personally, I was very careful with how I wrote the story, as was Skil Rothfield, who wrote a comment piece on the double page spread regarding Greg. And look, a lot had been said about the media coverage of it, but my argument yesterday was we should be pushing all our energy into trying to help Greg rehabilitate and not so much worry about newspaper stories involving the issue.
No, fair enough, Dino. Hey, Dino, we'll move on. Can I ask, mate, what is happening out at Penrith with Dallin Watini-Selesniak?
Yeah, Ray, he has asked for a release. He did that during the week. I did notice on Thursday night that after the game, he was out on the field in his tracksuit, hugging and embracing his teammates. So certainly Dallin is still invested in the club in terms of mateship. But I'm hearing that at the moment you'll find South Sydney and North Queensland Cowboys. They're the two clubs I'm hearing that are interested. His manager, Tyron Smith, has been in England. He arrives back in Sydney on Tuesday, where I think you'll find it will be ramped up a bit more then. Certainly, I think you'll find he'll have a club in the next week or so.
What's the issue, though, mate? What's the issue with Dallin and the club?
It's a funny one. I was told during the week, Ray, that Ivan Cleary pulled him aside and said, you're not in first grade. And he sort of copped that fairly sweet. And then Ivan went another level and said, you're not playing at all. And that rocked Dallin. Look, in the eyes of the Panthers, there's an attitude issue there. But in the eyes of the teammates, Dallin puts in every week. I think you'll find that a club like the West Tigers or even Manly will show some interest in Dallin. I mean, he is a New Zealand test player. It'll depend on what kind of money. I'm hearing that Cowboys and Para may be paying overs to get him there, but certainly for a player of his quality to come onto the market going into Origin and the back end of the season, it will be a real bonus for the club that does manage to pick him up.
Well, the beauty of it is the first year of his contract is going to be supplemented very strongly by the Penrith Panthers. From what I understand, Dean, $700,000 a year is what his contract is for next year. And for a club to take him, they might give him a 3-year deal and say, well, we only give you 200 the first year and Penrith can foot the bill for the rest of it.
I think Penrith were happy to get rid of him, Jimmy, not in so much terms of performance, but just trying to ease some pressure on that salary cap. I mean, I think he's a very good player, Dallin Watini Selesniak, but if your figures are right, and I've got no reason to doubt them, Jimmy, I don't believe he's a $700,000 a year player. I think he's probably about a $400,000 player, in my opinion. But if those figures are right, I actually heard someone the other day suggest he was on $800,000, and I thought that floored me. There's no way he's an $800,000 a year player.
Wouldn't you love some transparency around this?
You've always said that.
I've said it for a decade. Mm. You'd love some transparency. What about the Gold Coast? They were down 12-0, and Garth Brennan was in the box next to us, and I thought his season is just going from bad to worse. The management had ordered a review of football operations, and then they come back and score 36 points. Manly, I don't know what happened to them on Friday night, but, gee, it was the shot in the arm the Gold Coast Titans needed, Dino.
Yeah, you say his season was in free fall, Jim. I think his career was too. There were suggestions that he may not last the year. I can tell you, though, that Garth Brennan does have the full support of the playing group. They do like Garth Brennan as a coach. So that win down there at Brookvale will certainly ease some scrutiny on him through the next few weeks. While on the Gold Coast, Jai Arrow, he's got a year to go on his contract, but there's already clubs starting to form a queue to sign this bloke. He's going to be a highly... in high demand, I think you'll find him. He picked in that Origin side for Queensland, we believe, on Monday when Kevin Walters announces the side. So, yeah, look for him to really cause some ripples on the open market when he does come on, Jai Arrow. I think he'll be worth a lot of money and there'll be a lot of clubs looking at signing him for a 2, 3, even 4-year deal.
On Origin, Dino, obviously the New South Wales team announced tonight. Who's your halves combination?
Yeah, I think they'll go Ray for Walker and Cleary. I don't think there's a lot of other options out there. You go through, obviously, Adam Reynolds is gone, Luke Keary's gone, Mitchell Pearce is gone. Then you can throw in there James Roberts, Tom Trbojevic, BJ Leilua, Jack Bird. So there's certainly a depth issue there for New South Wales this year. They're not cruising into Origin 1 with a full-strength side. There'll be a few positions that will have to be manufactured along the way, but I can't see any other player. I mean, James Maloney's being mentioned. I don't think Jimmy's form is at where he needs it to be playing Origin. I'm sure he would even concede that. So I can't see any other combination there, right? Except Cleary, who no doubt cemented his place last Thursday night. I bumped Greg Alexander in the elevator after the game, and then I bumped Brad Fittler in the West Bank Stadium car park after the game, and both were raving about Cleary. So I think he was in even before Adam Reynolds went down injured last night.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that one. What about Angus Crichton? What? If he was left out, if he was in the side, I'd say, yeah, okay, they're rewarding the guys who did the job last year. If he was left out, I'd understand that on form.
Yeah, his form's been steady, Jimmy, without being brilliant.
Oh, and I'd say it more to the point, Dino, that someone like Cam Murray...
He deserves a spot.
He's just gone ahead of him. As before, on Friday morning, I had Angus Crichton in my 17. Come last night by about 20 past nine, I had Cam Murray in his spot.
Cam Murray will definitely be there. I can tell you that right now. It just depends whether they start him at lock or off the bench. Look, the bench options are, as far as I can see, guys, there's Jack Whiten, Payne Haas, Ryan Madison's an option. I don't know whether he will get there or not. Look, there's a big push for Ryan Madison late in his form at the Tigers this year. Has been stellar. Obviously, Crichton mentioned him. And even someone like Tarek Sims, obviously, who was there last year as well. So depth in terms of their bench looks pretty strong, the Blues. But look, if I'm a betting man, I'll go with Whiten, Murray, Haas. And I think Ryan Madison just might poke his nose in there and be the bolter.
Mm.
Hey, Dino, just quickly, any update on the injuries to Keary, Pearce and Reynolds?
Reynolds is having scans today, Ray. At very worst, he won't miss a game. But if it is a broken leg, well, obviously, he would be out for an extended period of time. I think Mitchell's looking at a couple of weeks on the sideline himself. And Keary's got concussion. I think it's his third or fourth time, Ray. So they just can't risk him at the moment. He'd be out for probably 1 to 2 weeks. I think you'll find protocols these days suggesting a player who has concussion repeatedly can't train for 6 days, hence why Brad Fittler ruled him out of the side. It's a real shame because he's a good young bloke, Luke Keary. He's been in stellar form. He would have been there, so to be robbed of an Origin game in his last outing before the team's announced is a real cruel blow to the young bloke.
Knocked out in his first Test match for Australia last year, too. You'll remember, against the Kiwis. Bulldogs v Storm today at Belmore. Dino, any changes?
Yeah, none for the Bulldogs from that team. Dean Pay named on Tuesday. Jimmy Lachlan Lewis and Kerrod Holland, they were culled from the reserves bench last night. Over there at Melbourne Storm, they don't expect any late changes either. Justin Ollam, Patrick Kafusi were the two to drop out last night. There is a suggestion that Ryan Pappenhausen may start at fullback for Jerome Hughes, but look, that's not confirmed just yet. At the moment, Storm are saying that Hughes will be the one that starts. And then there's the derby, Dragons versus Sharks, down there at Wynn Stadium today, 4 o'clock kickoff. No changes from the team Mary McGregor picked earlier in the week. Corbin Sims comes back from a broken arm, I think it was. So good news there for the Dragons. And over there at the Sharks too, Matty Moylan, he didn't get culled last night off the bench, which would indicate to me that he will be there today some way. And even a suggestion this morning that he could start the game for the Sharkies.
Zach Lomax to fullback, one of our favourites here on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend. We wish him all the best with that. I think he's Matt Dufty out. It just seems incredible. Any other news around, Dino?
Yeah, no, just the Origin tonight, Jimmy. That'll be the big news tomorrow. 6 o'clock tonight. Queensland name their side tomorrow. The mail I'm getting out of Queensland, I spoke to Kevin Walters on Friday, and he said he will definitely be naming Daly Cherry-Evans in the halves. He'll give him a couple of days if he needs it for that leg injury to recuperate even further. But he did say that he would want Cherry-Evans running at least by Friday. So I think you'll find that Cherry will be certainly named. He'll be given until Friday. There's no doubt that he'll be playing. And as you guys alluded to a few months ago on the show, it sets up a great Queensland back line with Ponga, Morgan and Munster and Cherry-Evans. So, you know, Origin's alive and kicking it again, guys. It's just this phenomenon that keeps rolling on year after year, and this series is going to be just as gripping and enthralling as it has going back to 1980.
Can't wait.
Can't wait for it.
Good on you, Dino. Appreciate it, mate. We'll speak next week.
Thanks a lot, man.